one of the great things about writing festivals is that you get to see poets live and performing. You may have heard me mention in the audio wrap-up earlier how much I enjoyed the Poetry Live session chaired by Christine O'Brien, one of the people involved in the New Zealand Electronic Poetry Centre, and it was fantastic. I wanted to share with you a little bit about what each of the poets read and a line from each of them. Alison Wong was first. She lives in Geelong, and she said it was wonderful to be in New Zealand, and her poem, one of her poems, was a comparative study of wash day. She said that Wellington washing was like an extreme sport. And then she went into quite a detailed descriptive analysis of parakeet poo and how it was more mammalian in texture than normal bird poo, and how you had to hang your pillow slips upside down in Geelong so that the deposits didn't fill up the pillow slips like Christmas stockings. And she also had a wonderful line, the kitchen is the centre of the universe. It was fantastic. Ian Weddy was up next. He's a poet and a fiction writer and read a marriage song which included an image of Julia Roberts embracing an orang-utan, which was very interesting. His great line for me was, the hour is dim and disposable and will come again. I thought that was very nice. Bernadette Hall was one of three Canterbury poets who really demonstrated the health of the South Island poetry scene, I think. I wrote down these words, intimate personal detail, mighty brave. She really did put her heart out there. Very heartfelt reading. Her line for me was, the song is as simple as grass. A lovely line. Sam Samson was a very interesting poet who held his hand out when he was reading to kind of put the words out there, almost like a conductor, really. One of his lines from the poem actually summed up his own style, I thought, really well. Kind of mesmerizing and thoughtful. Yes. That's his line. He did a reading that started with spam or fragments of spam in his inbox and then became something else as it got filtered through his creative process, he said. But none of my spam is that eloquent, I have to say. Jessica Labar, mother of seven, worked for the UN and the government and the Nelson Mail and has done Walking to Africa, which sounds like a very, very, again, like Bernadette Hall, a very open and personal account of things. And I didn't write down a line for her, but it reminded me of something that Colm Toyman said in his session about when somebody really feels something. It's not a song they've learned, a song they meant. She was great. She was laying it out there, very emotional. Ben Brown, his recent CD, Dogtown, he read Moko, which was fantastic. And then he said, I'm going to do two things that you should never do at a poetry reading. Reference Baxter and wear sunglasses. And he did both of them, and brilliantly. Assured, stylish performance. He also left us with a very short and entertaining poem, which defies description, so I'm not going to try and describe it. If it walks like a poem, and talks like a poem, and looks like a poem, then it's probably a poem. Which means, like the proverbial duck, you can shoot it, but only when it's flying, and only when it's poem hunting season. I hope you won't mind me quoting that in full, but it's fantastic. It's a really nice, was a really funny session, very good. Jeffrey Papuaro-Holman, another of the Canterbury poets, did some really personal poems about death of friends and family, and his line that I wrote down was, after 47 years, my DNA morphed into a wrinkled future. I thought that was wonderful, wonderful line. And finishing everything off was Alicia Sometimes. She's an Australian poet who has had a residency at the Melbourne Aquarium, which sounded great to me, and also involved in radio slams, radio poetry slams. She did a wonderful poem about some of the records that she stole from her father, his large collection of records, and what each of them meant to her, each of those five records. The line I wrote down from Alicia Sometimes was, rebellion at least has rhythm. And there is more poetry today. I'm going to another reading. There's also an open mic and Poetry Idol, which is a bit of a festival institution, really. That's on tonight. For those of you who like poetry like I do, there's just a little bit of a taste of what some of the really talented people in our country and that are visiting the festival are doing. So if you see poetry readings out there, go to them. Read the poetry books. Get into it. And have a go yourself. Why not?